What's up, crew? My name is Kelsey Zudema, and welcome to the Real is Empowering podcast. Through creating a healthy lifestyle as well as being an entrepreneur, I knew that I could not be in this journey alone. So I wanted to create a podcast that interviewed other real people who are going through an entrepreneurship journey as well as creating a healthy lifestyle and what that means and looks like to them. Through this podcast, I hope to be real as well as empower you on your journey. If you find anything that is beneficial during this podcast, please press share and subscribe. It means a lot to me as I'm just starting out on this platform. Remember, real is empowering. What is up, crew? I hope that you have had an amazing week. I hope that you're staying safe, you're staying healthy. I hope that life is going well for you right now. And if it's not, just remember that this is just a season and it will not last forever. My thoughts and prayers go out to you if you are struggling. Today, I'm going to hop right into it. I want to talk about a topic that I feel our world lacks immensely. So, without further ado, today's topic, as you saw in the title, is authentic over accepted. And what do I mean by this? Well, I mean we need to be authentic more than seeking to be accepted. So, when it comes to this, I think first off, it comes to social media. A lot of us show up on a social media platform with the intention of getting as many likes as possible, posting that perfectly filtered picture, all of these things. And we do that because we have started to equivalent our worth to the amount of likes that we have, the amount of followers that we have, those types of things. And we have lost ourselves along the way. Okay, so showing up to Instagram authentically is pretty rare nowadays. I love following accounts that are authentic. They are real. They're not concerned about how many likes they get, but rather just speaking truth and being who they are and fulfilling the purpose that they have been given, right? So I want to ask you a question. Are you showing up authentically or are you showing up to be accepted? And here's the first point. Here's the first issue. When you show up to be accepted, you are essentially conforming to society's ways or certain people's ways, and you are losing your values. You are losing yourself along the way. A lot of times you will lose your purpose along the way. And there's something that is so beautiful when someone says, I would rather be authentic than accepted by everyone, because also you're never going to be accepted by everyone. One of my favorite quotes, it says that you could be the biggest and juiciest and most beautiful peach on a peach tree, and there's always going to be someone who doesn't like peaches, right? So when we show up to Instagram or Facebook or whatever platform you want to say for social media and life in general, and we show up because we're trying to be accepted by everybody, we're trying to get as many likes as possible, we're trying to do this, that, and the other, there's always going to be people who don't like you. And that's not you, that's them. So I would rather be accepted for being authentic than losing my authenticity to be accepted, right? So when you show up on Instagram or your social media platform, are you showing up in a way that's true to you, that holds true to your values, your purpose, what you want out of life, what you believe in, and what you stand for? Or are you simply going with the flow and you're not anchored down and you're just going with whatever society has in order to remain being quote unquote likable? And you're so focused on the number of hearts that you get on your Instagram that you're not focused on the one heart that matters, and that's yours. And I get it. It's tough. I'd be lying if I said that sometimes when I get more likes on a photo, I don't feel a little bit better about myself. But once we disconnect our value from the number of likes we get, that's when we start to show up powerfully and authentically, because we allow ourselves to recognize that no matter how many likes we get on a photo or a video or whatever, no matter how much interaction we get, we know at the end of the day, we can look ourselves in the mirror and we can say, I showed up as myself. I consistently show up in order to fulfill the purpose that I've been given. I show up in order to be who I was created to be. And I'm not just going with the flow and in the wind. And listen, nobody wants to be around a person who is consistently changing who they are to fit the mold of other people, right? If I am going to be entering into a friendship or a relationship or whatever, I want to enter into something where the other person is solid. They know who they are. They know what they want. They know their purpose. They show up as themselves, and they're not one person with me and another person with them and another person with them, and they're nothing like they are on social media. I don't want that, because that's called being fake, simple as that. I want someone who is authentic, because then that creates a bigger connection between the two of us. That creates an authentic relationship, because we're not both trying to be something to please other people. We're being ourselves. And when we connect, that's powerful, because we're connecting as ourselves. And we know that person is that person, and they're not going to switch up on us. Now, they might level up their lives, and that's perfectly fine, because when we are in relationships with people who are growing, some people want to say, you switched up on me, you did this, you did that. No, no, no. They're just figuring out that they weren't operating, they weren't showing up daily as their highest self, as their best person, and they're working on them. They're facing things that they get to face, and they're becoming better every single day. They are fulfilling their purpose more and more every single day. They are becoming a better, consistent person every single day. And at the end of the day, they're becoming more authentic, because when you level up your life, if you have friends who are like, you switched up on me, or you're not who you say you are, disconnect from them. Because if you are better in your life and they are not, it will show. Because jealousy starts to kick in because they realize that they're not doing that. Jealousy starts to kick in and they are like trying to tear you down and bring you back to where they are because they feel bad about where they are, but they're not willing to do the work and put in the work to get to where they want to be. But you're over here and you're doing your thing and you're in your purpose and you're leveling up daily. Disconnect from those people, right? It's like a garden. You're watering, you're nurturing that flower every single day, and there's going to be weeds that come along, right? And what do we do with the weeds? We take them out of the garden, because that limits growth. So sometimes there's going to be friends that you have that are like weeds, or family members that you have that are like weeds. And you have to really look at your circle of influence and say, are they going to help me level up? Are we going to mutually benefit by helping each other level up? Do they have a growth mindset? Are they trying to get more out of life? Are they trying to be better? Are they trying to fulfill their purpose? Or are they going to be like those weeds, or are going to stop my growth, that they're going to not level me up? I'm not going to be able to level them up because we're not on the same path. They don't really fulfill their purpose. They just go with the wind. They just go with us, what society wants. They just want to be accepted. They don't want to be authentic. And that's a tough conversation that you get to have with yourself. And people aren't going to understand along the way, but someday they will. Because when you're fully in your purpose and you're doing what you are called to do, and they see that, then they're going to want to hop on the bandwagon, right? And then they're going to want to be around you. I posted on the Crew Work page. If you don't follow that page yet, go follow that page. But I posted on the Crew Work page I think it was last week, And I said, you have to know the difference. There's three people. There's people that are never going to believe in what you're doing. There's people that are only going to believe what you're doing when you get to the quote unquote successful level. And then there's going to be people who support you all along. Keep those third people around. Be aware of those people who are the second type of people. And the first type of people, disconnect, because you're not trying to prove them wrong. You're just proving to yourself that you could do things. Stop trying to prove to everybody else that you can do things and that you're successful and look what I have. No. Start proving to yourself that you can show up powerfully and that you can do it, and stop looking for all the affirmation and the applause. And that's not what it's about. Humble yourself. Do the work. Do what you were called to do. Do what God's purpose is for you. And then when you get there, you get there, and glory to God. Awesome. Keep working. Don't settle. Remain humble. Don't settle. Keep the right people in your life. Don't settle. Right? And this is kind of a tangent off of what I'm originally speaking off of, authentic over accepted, but it all plays and intertwines with one another, because you have to stop trying to be accepted by everybody. You will feel unfulfilled. It is not achievable. And you will lose yourself along the way. And most of the time, you will miss out on what you were called to do. Most of the time, you will miss out on your purpose. And at the end of my life, whatever day that is, whatever year that is, however old I am, I don't want to look back and say, wow, I spent my whole life to be accepted by people, instead of being authentic and fulfilling a purpose that served more than myself. Those likes, they really only serve you. But the impact that you have behind the picture, behind the post, behind who you are, that authentic self, the connection you can create, that serves so many more people. That impacts so many more people. So be real when you show up. Real is empowering. That is why it is my motto. That is why I will preach it until the day that I go, because it's true. We lack connection as a society because we're all trying to be accepted of each other. Accepted by each other rather than being authentic with one another. If we show up authentically, you would be amazed at how many more relationships you can create, how much more connection you can create. Now, am I saying every single picture I post has a powerful message and sometimes I don't analyze it to the T and I put filters on it? No. I like Adobe Lightroom. I think it's dope. People who can create presets, that's a gift, because I can't do that. So yeah, I put filters on my stuff, but I'm real. I post impacting things and I try to make sure my captions, the words are worth it, and they try to inspire someone daily. That's why I do tea talks on my story daily, because I want to inspire people. We have a bigger purpose than posting pictures and seeing how many likes we can get. And if that's where your purpose lies, if that's where your value lies, no wonder you step in front of the mirror every single day and you don't like who you are. No wonder you don't see the value in yourself. No wonder why you continue to settle, because you don't know how worthy of you are of bigger and better things. Because all you're caught up in is, how many likes can I get? Who likes me and who doesn't? How many followers can I get? Right? So shift your focus from trying to be accepted to being authentic, because the impact is greater than the number of likes that you get. And as a society, we've really distorted this view, and we tell people, the people who have the most followers have the most impact. But if you have 20,000 followers and you impact 10 of those people, but you have 200 followers and you impact 180 of them, who is causing the bigger impact? And that's not to say they're going out and sharing what you're doing and impacting others because of it and the relationships around them. Like, it just continues, the ripple effect continues to grow and grow and grow and grow. But if we just show up to be accepted and we're all focused on the numbers that we have and how many followers and how many likes and all these things, and we're not authentic, then we don't have an actual impact. Now, if you are impacting and you have tons of followers and you're impacting the majority of those people, More power to you. Awesome. That's great. But I refuse to be caught up in the numbers and to miss out on my impact, because the second that I stop fulfilling my purpose and being consistent, that's when I lose my impact. And if I get so caught up in the numbers, I'm more likely to feel defeated, to look at it as a selfish gain, when in reality, my purpose is to show up daily, share real empowering truth with you guys, to make you go out and look differently at life. And I get to be consistent in order to do that. If I have three people listen to this podcast, if I have one person listen to a podcast, but it impacts them and it changes them, then that's a win. But the second I get caught up in the numbers and I say I only impacted one person, shame on me. So stop getting so wrapped up in all of the numbers and how many likes you have and how many followers you have. And will people like this picture? I don't think they'll like this picture. And I'm going to delete this picture because it didn't get that many likes. Yeah, you know you've done it before. I've done it before until I shifted and I leveled up. So, are you ready to shift and level up and to see who was actually there for you and who appreciates you as an authentic person? Because it's not too late. You could say, well, I haven't been true to myself for a long time, so I don't want to lose all these relationships and I don't want to, switch up on people. But no, do yourself the favor of switching up on people and showing them your authentic self and see who stays and who doesn't. And if they don't, that's fine. You don't need them. And go impact the people who need you, who are relying on you to show up consistently and show up as yourself, because we all have a purpose and every single one of our purposes is needed. So are you showing up authentically, or are you showing up to be accepted? This episode is just going to be a little bit shorter because I just speak what's on my heart. I have a topic that's placed on my heart, and then I show up, and then I don't script this stuff. I just speak. So I hope that this impacted you in some way and shifted your views on how you approach life and social media, and get back to your authentic self, because your authentic self is beautiful. You've just been lying to yourself for so long, telling yourself that people won't accept you for who you are. But in reality, they will. The right people will. The authentic people will. So stop trying to conform to everything that society's throwing your ways and just be you. God created you beautifully and wonderfully and perfectly. Be you, because there's only one you. And if you ask me, that's pretty dope. I hope that you guys have a great rest of your week, whenever you're listening to this, weekend, whatever that looks like. Don't forget to share if something impacts you. Tag me on social media so we can strike up a conversation. Thank you guys for all of your support. And let's have a great rest of your day. Remember, real is empowering. Thanks for tuning in this week. I hope you benefited from something within that podcast, and stay on the lookout for next week's podcast. If you want to connect with me, if you have feedback, if you want to follow me, you can find me on my page, Crew, KREW underscore work, WERK, just Crew spelled backwards. Go give that Insta page a follow. And there you can find my blog as well, which is chock full with valuable content that I've learned through my journey, tips, tricks, and everything in between. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and it's real and empowering.